Noting this was his first time at the annual meeting since his appointment as head of the council, Cardinal Toran described the atmosphere as cordial and fraternal. He said, "We discovered that Christians and Muslims have a lot in common about the conviction that faith leads to charity and pushes us to love our neighbor," and noted that his Muslim colleagues insist the Quran does not limit interreligious dialogue.
Muslim friends underline very often that according the Quran, in matter of religion, there is no constriction, so I took the opportunity to raise the issue of countries where the freedom of religion and freedom of cult is not possible.
The Muslim delegation acknowledged that this is a problem and agreed more needs to be done to avoid that religions, their symbols and sacred books be subject to contempt.
Finally, we also condemn in our joint communique the attacks against irreligion by some mass media who do not respect religion and their symbols.
Cardinal Toran cited the words of the Pope when he received the credentials of the ambassador of Morocco in 2006, stating that the mockery of religious symbols is absolutely not justifiable. He then spoke of a joint communique published by the Catholic and Muslim delegates to the talks, which drew attention to the main point that faith in God and love of neighbor as the foundations for interreligious dialogue should be advanced through schools.
Especially the Catholic schools, because if you have you have the mosques, you have the churches, and where can we meet? We can meet in the framework of the school. And we have a good number of Catholic schools in Arabic country. And I think this is a good occasion to remember that through our schools we can practice the interreligious dialogue in a very concrete manner.
Cardinal Toran is already looking forward to next year's interfaith conference here in Rome. I'm Will Taylor.